Operation Patriot, 1,500 arrests in Massachusetts in May. In the same month, nearly 1,500 people were arrested across Massachusetts during an immigration crackdown called Operation Patriot, ICE Boston Field Office Director Patricia Hyde announced at a press conference held at the federal courthouse in Boston. According to Hyde, all individuals arrested were in the U.S. without legal status. Among them, 790 had what ICE described as significant criminality, either in the United States or in their countries of origin. All made the mistake of attempting to subvert justice by hiding out in Massachusetts, she said. ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons stated that arrests took place in cities including Boston, Worcester, Springfield, Lowell, Lawrence, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. He cited cases involving drug trafficking, sex offenses, child abuse, and even murder charges. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Leah Foley emphasized that her office is focused on individuals in the country illegally who pose a threat to public safety. These individuals didn't just cross a border, they crossed a line and jeopardize the safety of Massachusetts communities, she said. ICE reported that 277 of those arrested had already received removal orders. For privacy reasons, the agency did not release names but presented a poster showing photos of several individuals taken into custody. When asked about the lack of collaboration with local law enforcement, Hyde stated, "While we covet a mutually beneficial cooperative relationship with our state and local partners, we will work around them when it becomes necessary to ensure the safety and security of Massachusetts." One case that drew particular public attention was the arrest of Marcelo Gomes da Silva, an 18-year-old high school student who was detained on his way to volleyball practice. ICE confirmed he was not the intended target but was driving his father's vehicle, who is wanted by authorities. "He was not our target," Patricia Hyde acknowledged. "But as we've repeatedly said, sanctuary policies force us into communities. And when we encounter other individuals here unlawfully, we arrest them." Responding to a question about why the teenager was detained if he posed no threat, Todd Lyons said, "I didn't say he was dangerous. I said he is in this country illegally. And we're not going to walk away from anybody." Lyons added that Gomes da Silva will have access to due process. "ICE doesn't just scoop people off the street and remove them. Everyone gets due process. He'll appear before an immigration judge and have the opportunity to post bond." The mass arrests have raised alarm among community leaders and elected officials. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley described the operation as a systematic, coordinated effort to destabilize communities, saying, "This has nothing to do with public safety and everything to do with power, control, and intimidation." Boston Mayor Michelle Wu compared ICE agents to secret police, while Representative Seth Moulton likened the agency's tactics to those of the Gestapo, following the arrest of a Tufts University student by plainclothes officers. Addressing concerns about agents wearing masks during arrests, Lyons explained that it is a safety precaution. "People are out there taking photos and posting them online with death threats to their families and themselves. I'm sorry if people are offended by people wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers go out and put their lives on the line," he concluded.